The Institute WASI, with support from TechSoup, is seeking to support civil society organizations to bridge technology gaps through its hardware donation initiative. It has started a donation of 102 laptops to 40 organizations from 7 countries, including Benin, Ghana, Nigeria, Liberia, Cameroon, Sierra Leone, and the Gambia. Jim Chikfomenjo, head of knowledge management and communications at the Cameroon-based institute, says when the pandemic struck, his organization initiated research to better understand how civil society organizations were affected by the pandemic and the best way to cushion the impact on their work. He says 400 organizations across 6 countries partook in the survey. WASI then partnered with TechSoup to implement the program. He says many had to work from home or meet virtually, but most were handicapped not knowing how to do that and operate efficiently.
The challenges were real. Challenges with regards to funding, challenges with regards to technology. You know, many organizations were now diving into online engagements, you know, attending meetings on Skype, on Zoom. And for example, some of us, you know, even being introduced to Zoom, we did not have the adequate gadgets that could support this, be they laptops, desktops, and why not phones. So in a way, many of our organizations were seriously affected by COVID.
Fomenjo says 5 civil organizations in Cameroon have been provided with 6 laptops, noting that his institute would have needed about 1,000 to fill all the requests, reflecting how technology has become an indispensable tool. Emmanuel Wisi is director of Cameroon Gender and Environment Watch, which works to protect the interests of women and children and protect the environment. He says his organization has planted 87,000 trees in the Kilimanjaro forest and undertakes environmental education to change the behavior, especially of the older generation, towards the forest.
We are so excited to receive this kind of equipment. But I think this was another way of giving back to communities and giving back to organizations, which our organization appreciated so much.
He says sharing resources like internet service, laptops, and printers from home is a challenge.
All this used to be shared. But now when we came with the issue of working from a distance, these services have become difficult to be shared. And again, not all the staff are able to work as a team. They are still be self-reliant. Most of them cannot be work on their own. They need supervision.
WASI says access to more laptops would as related staff awake. Reporting for VOA, this is Mavis Autry in Drassu in the Ashanti region of Ghana.